Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Live show's available on the podcast, by the way. It's up and ready now. Although there's some problems with this morning's podcast, but they're getting that fixed. Right, Puss?
Yeah, I'm having trouble uploading right now. I think our service provider is having a few issues, but they usually get their stuff straightened out pretty quickly. So,
but the live show from Friday night is up on all the podcast platforms.
Yeah, Gronk, not Gronk.
Yeah, so
just to be clear, Tommy. Now, I couldn't find out what happened to Nick, but I did find a story out of 2011, and this involves Dustin Radke.
Oh.
Dustin Radke, say one of three men convicted of trying to dig up a woman's body in Cassville to have sex with 4 years ago, was charged Wednesday, January 7th, 2011 is the date of this story, with two counts of sexual assault for allegedly having sex with a 14-year-old girl. Faces up to 46 years of combined prison and extended supervision for each count. So I don't know what he got eventually.
So he's probably in the system somewhere.
He might be.
Yeah.
And surprise, they're all three bad dudes.
They're horrible people.
Nick's whereabouts unknown, but I bet you he's in jail too.
And you see, we got an email from a mortician.
Nick's whereabouts unknown. Yes, Matthew's a mortician.
From Matt the mortician.
In La Vista, yeah.
Most cemeteries require vaults. Some vaults seal air and watertight. Others are simply concrete slabs to protect from the load of the earth, but not the of a determined grunk.
Right, right.
If you want to avoid your corpse getting violated, you'll want to upgrade to a better vault and a sealed casket.
See, Matt, that's Matt's sales pitch right there.
Yep.
You can do that today, man.
Matt the mortician. Thanks, Matt.
He's going to do that today. All right. Tyler Wallace a little later on, Chris Porter and Zach Myers from Shinedown. Not Chris is not in Shinedown, he's a comedian, but Zach Myers is, and they're campfire astronauts. I know I keep saying that, been 3 weeks you've been saying that, but he's going to call today.
Big day in history.
I don't understand the appeal at all of banging a dead body. Haven't they been embalmed?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but see, that's good.
They're not hot and warm at all.
Nick. Yeah, that means you can stay here.
I'm glad that you said that.
If you said, I get it. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Especially since his name's Nick and the other guy's whereabouts are unknown.
This guy's definitely not a kindred spirit.
I hate to scare away any audience, but if you say, I get it, I probably don't even want you to listen.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
On this date in 1943.
Some guy's reaching down to the channel.
In Basel, Switzerland.
See you guys.
Albert Hofmann, a Swiss chemist working at the Sandoz Pharmaceutical Research Laboratory, laboratory accidentally consumes LSD-25, a synthetic drug he created in 1938 as part of his research into the medicinal value of lysergic acid compounds.
He had to be freaked out.
Yeah, the first guy to do acid.
He's a scientist. He might have known. He might have suspected what he was getting into.
Yeah, but how do you know, though? I mean, because if you don't know, if you've never been high on any psychedelics at all, and you don't, it doesn't exist in anywhere, you wouldn't know what was going on.
All right, it sounds like it maybe surprised him after taking the drug.
Yeah.
Formerly known as lysergic acid diethylamide, something like that.
Yeah, sounds right.
Dr. Hoffman was disturbed by unusual sensations and hallucinations in his notes. He related the experience. I was forced to interrupt my work in the laboratory in the middle of the afternoon and proceed home, being affected by a remarkable restlessness combined with a slight dizziness. Y'all had an acid trip. You can relate to this. At home, I lay down and I sank into a not unpleasant, intoxicated-like condition characterized by an extremely stimulated imagination. In a dreamlike state with eyes closed, I found the daylight to be unpleasantly glaring.
An
uninterrupted stream of fantastic pictures, extraordinary shapes with intense kaleidoscopic plays of color. After some 2 hours, this condition faded away. So he was the first acid tripper.
So he went back and made more?
I guess.
But if you have a bad trip, you know, okay, I'm not going to die. This is just a bad trip. He didn't know that.
No, he didn't.
He also didn't know it was going to stop.
Not unpleasant.
He didn't know it was going to stop.
That's true. Yeah, he might have thought this is reality now.
This is reality right now.
You know?
I am just messed up
completely. This is how I'm going to live from the rest of my life.
I love that he had to leave work. They're like, why? He's like, I'm on drugs, I guess.
I think I'm tripping balls.
In the future, they will call this tripping. Well, he must have liked it.
Guess
because,
I'm super high on accident. See you tomorrow.
After intentionally taking the drug again to confirm that it had caused the strange physical and mental state, Dr. Hoffman published a report announcing his discovery.
What year was this again, Todd?
1943.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me scroll back for a second, make sure.
Mushrooms have been around forever.
And so was it that following weekend where all of his buddies came over to his house and they just tripped?
Let's try this, right?
Yeah. Guys, you got to try this.
LSD made its entry into the world as a hallucinogenic drug. Widespread use of the so-called mind-expanding drug did not begin until the 60s, when figures like Albert Hubbard, Timothy Leary, Ken Kesey publicly expounded the benefits of LSD as a recreational drug.
Timothy Leary.
Come on. Some of those guys in the lab recreationally enjoyed that drug after he told them what had happened.
It was.
A few of those guys were like, the garage.
And the guy was alive and seemed to be okay. Let's try this.
And LSD was not illegal
Everybody's
in the U.S.
doing it.
Yeah. Until 1965.
Let's put on some Glenn Miller and trip balls, guys.
They all got lost in their Bing Crosby albums. Listen to the strings, man.
Play Bing Crosby backwards. It tunes up with Wizard of Oz. Dude.
Well, in the early 60s, you had a little rock and roll to choose from. At least not
1943.
Not in 43.
Those guys at the original lab, a few of them at least, experimented with that after this guy said, hey, check out what happened to me.
I am just surprised it took 20 years to become mainstream like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long for the U.S. to say, nope. That's too much fun.
No.
Shut it down.
We also had a, what was it? There was another update on something here. I forget the hell what you're talking about. Oh, no, that wasn't it at all. Caitlin Clark was picked number one last night, and I got her contract here. Now, granted, she makes a lot of money doing other things, but 4 years, $338,000. Now, how long? I know it's $76,000, $78,000, $85,000, and $97,000.
And that's standard rookie contract?
Apparently.
I think that's standard in WNBA contract.
I think it's just NBA, yeah. So how long is the WNBA season?
Like 30, 35 games, something like that.
Was that all?
Doesn't it start soon?
Yeah.
Like June or something like that?
Yeah, it starts here soon.
All right. And I realize that the Indiana, what are they called?
Fever.
The fever.
Nobody knew that till yesterday.
No.
I didn't.
Well, maybe a couple days before that because
people in Indiana knew the team.
The Indiana fever to take Caitlin Clark.
I didn't know till you just said it right there. It was the fever.
And stop bitching about how the girl who won didn't get on Saturday Night Live.
That is so lame. That is so lame. Listen, we're the first person to admit when things are kind of racial or not, but this is so lame.
She's the biggest star in the game.
She's the biggest star in the game. Of course she's going to be on the I saw it. She didn't win anything. Why was she on SNL?
She's the number one pick.
Right, because she's the biggest name in women's basketball.
And she was number one pick. Exactly, Puss. That just came from just people. Come on. I mean, when you have legitimate things to bitch about in this world, go to that. But this was not one of those.
Yeah, they'd start playing in a month.
Right, yeah.
It says she makes about $3.5 million off of endorsements, and I'm guessing that that will now go up now is a true professional.
But do they make enough money? I know it's subsidized by the NBA, a lot of the WNBA is. I mean, this must be the contract that for them to keep state being viable is what they only pay these girls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a shorter ladies season, right. and the revenue is not nearly as much as
that is the reason.
The NBA.
And when people bitch about why don't they make as much NBA players, people just say what's called
it's finances. Not apples to apples. Right.
No, it's not.
And maybe someday it will.
But if the WNBA commands the same audience as the NBA, then they can probably ask for more.
Well, it's more than that, Todd. It's butts and seats.
That too.
And the WNBA seats, NBA seats are not cheap, and they're packed. Believe me, I've looked into a lot of them, you know. And my son went and saw the Celtics play in Philly months back. And it was a preseason game, and they weren't cheap tickets, you know, because these major cities with the NBA teams get a lot of people coming.
When we were in Minneapolis last summer, there was we were staying like two blocks from the Target Center where the Timberwolves and I think it's the Lynx is their WNBA team.
Yes, right. Yes, yeah.
There was a Lynx game, and we were looking for things just like, well, we could go. And I looked up tickets. It looked like they only sold the lower bowl.
Okay.
And tickets were still 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah. Well, but you know what lower bowl NBA is?
Oh, much more than that. Much more than that.
Exactly.
I don't know what our Nuggets tickets cost, but we were sitting like 15 rows behind the basket.
They weren't cheap, Todd, because Nuggets are good.
No, but you can ask redzonetickets.com because Todd and Tyler paid spokespeople for redzonetickets.com.
But that being said, the Clayton Clark games are going to be packed for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
The others, maybe not so much.
Now, I would say this. I think the WNBA should have the same percentage of their revenue going to the players that the NBA has.
That they seems might, fair.
They actually might.
I don't know that that's the case.
I know.
But, you know, when
of
you
course wanna, they should.
When you want to argue about pay gaps, you kind of have to start talking about percentage of revenue because the revenue is not the same.
And we're also saying, too, by the way, the women's soccer team is better than the men's. Not they play each other. That's not what I meant. And they draw more fans in the U.S. than the men's soccer team does.
You know? That's where they should be paid more.
Right, because they...
Well, the argument against that is men's soccer around the world is so much more expensive and popular than women's soccer.
And the women's...
But not the United States. Women's is better. Right?
Women's national team wins. The men don't.
Yes, they don't win.
Yeah, our women's national team in soccer is
the best
world force.
Yeah, they're
the men best, are right. very much not.
Yeah. So
no, they're middle of the pack, aren't they?
Well, they somewhere. I mean, they're kind of right on the. Every time there's a World Cup, it's like, will they make it or won't they? You know, the women, it's like, will they win or won't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know.
All right. So, how long before Billy Blank has an Iowa Fever shirt? It's probably
Indiana Fever.
Indiana Fever.
Whatever.
He'll get the Iowa Fever.
Yeah.
I did read this morning. They said that Fanatics immediately sold out of all of their Caitlin Clark jerseys for the Indiana Fever.
I'm surprised their season starts in a month. So she has to do this whole. Well, anybody who's drafted has to do the whole college basketball season,
and then
just weeks later,
right into training
camp. The WNBA.
Basketball's different than football. It's so different than football, Nick. They can play year round a lot in basketball. You know, they just
Iowa Fever is what Billy Blank contracts anytime he watches a University of Iowa sporting event.
Yeah,
you give me Iowa Fever. Yeah, and that what's your face just picked second. What's your name?
Angel.
Yes.
Angel Reese from the Chicago Fire, right?
Was she? I thought there was another girl.
Who was number two?
I don't know who was number two.
She was up there. She was like top five.
Okay.
Right. NFL draft's next week.
Yeah. Yes, the NFL draft is next week. But they did say, one thing I saw with the WNBA is that, from somebody who knows, is a lot of these girls that were drafted yesterday won't get much playing time because they need more teams. The WNBA is loaded with players. You know, I mean, there's not enough spots for these girls to get playing time just because they're drafted pretty high.
How many teams do they have?
Caitlin Clark's going to play. I don't know, Dick. You might as well just say, I could tell you 5, I could tell you 40, and I wouldn't know. It's probably, I don't know.
Angel Reese was the 7th pick.
12 teams.
Between, don't recognize any of these names.
No. But they should all been on the SNL.
Yes. All of them.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, somebody said she was on SNL because she was white. I said, Jesus Christ. She did a bit with Michael Che.
Yeah.
You know?
Because she's popular.
Right. She's very popular. And that's why people watched. The only reason I turned it on, you know, was to see her play. I'm one of those kind of guys.
Oh, I thought you meant SNL. I was like, no. Ryan Gosling was pretty good. I turned it on to see him.
He's my man. Yeah. Tyler Walsh a little later on. Chris Porter, Zach Myers, maybe.
That's going to happen. We're feeling good
gonna
about
happen
it today.
Yeah. Going to happen today.
All right. Nick, not the pedophile. No, excuse me, not the pedophile. Not the necrophiliac.
Necrophiliac.
He's also not a pedophile. He's with it. Where are you at this weekend, Nick?
That's the perfect intro to a plug. Friday night, I'll be at Maggie Mae's in Council Bluffs with Gary Curtis.
Everybody there's very much alive, and I'll see you there. Okay.
Right. But Nick will kill that.
I'll be wearing pants.
Yeah, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.